Grab your cocktail shaker, kick back, and get ready for the big fat party. Greg and his band of unintelligibles are back, mixing, drinking, reviewing, and discussing Bloody Marys and all that goes with them. My Big Fat Bloody Mary podcast, where you'll never drink alone.
Welcome to my Big Fat Bloody Mary podcast from Wisconsin's sunny West Coast. Thanks for joining us again, and we appreciate all the new listeners that have been joining us. This is episode 3 of the podcast. We're pretty excited today. We've got some changes. You may have already heard some of the music that we're using is different. We also shit-canned Brad.
Oh,
Brad Dinsmore. Yeah, well, we want to thank him for his hard work. Clearly that our listeners wanted a younger demographic represented, and so...
And he was not pretty enough.
Gosh, no. No, well... don't get Lynn started. But I am Greg Took, and I'll be your host today. Also joining me...
Erica Black.
Sam Took.
Lynn Miller.
And that is today's dream team. Sam Took is the new guy. He's the younger demographic.
And the baby.
Yes, we are damn glad to have him.
Big shoes to fill.
Yes, no, you do. And we just, of course, Brad will be back.
We have five of us.
Yeah. Pending some litigation that he's dealing with that kind of related to last week's episode. We do hope that he'll be back. So who are we? Well, we told you. Well, what do? Well, we drink Bloody Marys. We talk about drinking them. We review different ways to drink Bloody Marys. And, you know, that can include recipes that we share. It could be a mix that we're reviewing, as we are today. Sometimes we're going to talk about things that relate to daytime drinking.
Woo!
And we're going to do that today, too. So this
Can
should
we
be,
start already?
Yeah, we are started. We're live right now, Lynn.
Right. Oh, okay.
So where can
so
you
now
find
I can
us?
Drink.
You are free. You're free to drink about the room.
Cheers.
Where can you find us? We're on Facebook at My Big Fat Bloody Mary Podcast. We're on the web. Our website is mybigfatbloodymary.com. Hit us up on Twitter, at mybigfatbloodymary. On Instagram, we share ridiculous photos, Big Fat Bloody Mary. And we're goofing around on Snapchat a lot now lately, too. And we're Big Papa on Snapchat. BIGPAPAAH. Well, last week, we had a heck of a good time. We talked about this whole issue of should it be shaken or stirred. And we were all glad that Lynn was able to sing a powerful rendition of Born in the USA.
Born in the USA.
Remember? Yeah.
I remember.
That was the one.
Yes.
And we reviewed the Hoboken Mary, Bloody Mary mix. They got some really good
yes.
Some really good marks.
Good mix.
Also, since episode 1, do you remember when we infused... vodka with a cigar.
I just watched
with
you
that
smoke.
Fish pump. It got weird. Well, mm-hmm. I wanted to update people. I've got a little bit of that finished product here, and it tastes like bong water.
It smells like bong water.
So, you know, you live and you learn. It seemed like a good idea at the time. But Sam has agreed to do a shot of it right now.
Oh, Sam, you're one brave young man.
Yeah, hold your nose.
I gotta watch this
hold
one.
Hold your nose.
It tastes like gasoline.
Mmm.
Poutine, you know, could probably... Yep, I
know what you could do with it. So do I. Well, here's what's going to happen today. As usual, we're going to get our drink on, first and foremost. We're going to talk to Leslie of Yuban Bloody Mary Mix. We're going to discuss some news. We're going to call that the garnish portion of the show. And then finally, the drink, our main portion, we're going to actually give ratings to the Yuban's Bloody Mary Mix. Now, they've got 3 different flavors, and we're going to review all of them.
In case you're wondering, here's what the gang is drinking this morning.
Well, here's what we're drinking today. It's Yuban's Bloody Mary Mix. They come out of Yazoo, Mississippi, and we've got 3 flavors. They have the Pitmaster Bloody Mary Mix, the Barbecue, and then the Pitmaster Hot and Spicy. We're going to look at all three of those and give them a good try. And I got to say to you guys, Erica, do you remember, you know, 5 years ago when I would poo-poo the whole idea of using a mix?
Yes. I mean, I usually poo-poo the idea of using a mix.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And I do too. My go-to is, you know, make it yourself. And in a pinch, you buy a mix. But here's what I'm noticing. I think there is a movement similar to that we saw in the beer industry of this craft, the craft brew. I think there is a whole movement of craft Bloody Mary mixes.
I like it.
I agree with that.
I think you're right. Because you see many, many different brands now. Before, it was always just those ones we don't want to talk about. The ones we don't want to talk about. There's many, many brands.
Right, so. Yeah. It used to be there was those big ones. And they still suck.
That are crappy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But now there's a plethora. And I can tell you firsthand, I've been in contact with about a dozen different companies. I researched them. Ones that I find interesting, I contacted them. And we literally have, I think, 10 mixes coming down the pipe that we're going to be
exciting.
Trying. And they're all pretty interesting. They all look like the real deal. So, and today is no exception with Ubon's. It's really an interesting...
Well, can I just say that Ubon's says they're all natural, fat-free, no MSG, and gluten-free. And
that's
their
good.
Ingredients seem pretty legit.
All right.
So
I trust your judgment.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm the ingredient Nazi, so...
Yes, you are.
Yep.
I just...
Gotta pass.
Yep.
Let's get that elephant out of the room. Yeah, I do. I do these reviews in fear. I never know what Erica's going to just go off on with the ingredients. So having passed that hurdle, we're off to a good start.
All the other companies should be in fear.
Yes. Yeah.
Exactly.
You're not all natural. I'm going to... No.
So a little bit earlier, I talked to Leslie Rourke Scott of Ubon's out of Yazoo, Mississippi. And that was a pretty interesting conversation, and I'm going to go ahead and share that with you guys right now.
Well, thank you. I'm excited to talk to you and excited to try the mix. Am I pronouncing it correctly?
We pronounce it Ubon. The handsome gentleman on the bottle is my daddy.
Oh, is that right? I wondered.
It is. And Ubon is actually my grandfather's name.
Oh, okay. So some nice family tradition.
Very much so. Granddad really started our barbecue tradition, and my daddy picked it up and has run with it.
Excellent. I see you've got, the barbecue flavor, the Pitmaster's hot and spicy. Is there a third one?
There's the barbecue, and then there's one called Pitmaster's, and then there's the Pitmaster's hot and spicy. So the Pitmaster's is kind of the middle flavor. It's not as hot as the hot and spicy, and it's not as sweet as the barbecue.
Okay. Well, you sound like you're in the South. What city are you guys located in?
We are actually located in Yazoo City, Mississippi.
That's South, all right.
We were made famous by Jerry Clower. I don't know if you remember him. He was a kind of a country comedian. He spent a lot of time at Grand Ole Opry. And he told lots of stories about people in this area. And really, really was our first kind of famous guy coming out of Yazoo.
Yes, I do remember.
Last 34 years, I have lived in Yazoo City, Mississippi. Me and Mama just moved back to the old home place. Route 4 Liberty, Mississippi. I've been telling you about it.
They say, oh, shoot that thing.
Great stuff. So what? Where you make this, I'm curious, what's the facility like? How big are you? How many employees do you have?
Well, we actually, our mix is co-packed through a facility in North Carolina. It's called Bobby's Bottling, and they have all of the equipment. They have all of the staff to take care of, what we need for that. My daddy and I have a restaurant here in Yazoo City, and we just don't have the facility to do all of the bottling ourselves.
Okay. And how long have you been selling these mixes?
Those mixes, we are in our fifth year.
Okay. So you've been around the track a couple times then.
We've been around, yeah. We've been around. We started with our barbecue sauce, and Daddy first put that in bottles back in 1986. And 5 years ago, we went into business with a couple of brothers from up in the New York area and started with our barbecue sauce and quickly found out that there's lots and lots and lots of barbecue sauce out there on the market. And a close friend of ours said, well, I'll use your barbecue sauce to flavor your Bloody Mary mix. Why don't you make a Bloody Mary mix? And so that was what we did. I'd like to say we hired a food chemist, but it's really just my husband. He's a physician, but he's also got a background in chemistry, and so he did all of the work to take a small batch Bloody Mary mix, and you know, he did the recipe work so that we could, instead of making a gallon at a time, we could make hundreds of gallons at a time.
Yes, boy, I can imagine the challenge. I often make a Bloody Mary for myself, but when I have a party, I sometimes I'll make 5 gallons, and scaling up like that does kind of change things. So what you're talking about,
right,
of course.
Right, right. There's definitely a science to it. You know, it's definitely an art and a science.
Mm-hmm.
My little girl, I have a son who's 12 and a daughter who's 6, and she insisted on being her daddy's helper. You know, especially when we started really, really formulating the mix. She was probably 2 when we got deep into it, and she fancies herself a Bloody Mary connoisseur. I always assure people that I'm not giving her vodka, but she will definitely criticize a Bloody Mary mix in a heartbeat.
Oh, I love it. That's fantastic.
She especially dislikes the Bloody Mary mix that they have on airplanes.
Oh, that would
be very
vocal
about that.
Mr. and Mrs. T's, I think, is what I usually find.
That's usually what it is.
Yeah.
She, I've had quite a tenant look at me like I'm crazy for my 6-year-old to order Bloody Mary. She knows what she likes. She likes the good stuff.
Yeah, well, hey, I'm from Wisconsin, so, you know, kids learn how to play beer pong in grade school, so this doesn't surprise
right.
me at all. So I'm getting it.
Find away from her for a little while.
Yeah. Well, you may have already answered my next question, but I always ask, what was the worst Bloody Mary you've ever had?
Ooh, the worst one. You know, it's easy to find a bad one. It's hard to find a good one.
That's quotable. I like that. Okay. And so how can people find you? If they want to find out more, what's the best place to do that?
The best place is either our Facebook page, which is Facebook/Yvonne, or our website, which is www.yvonne.net.
Okay, great. Well, one more question for you, Leslie, and this one is really important. I don't know if you've listened to our podcast. Very few people have, but we started a tradition recently. And so I'll ask you, is there a song that you would like to hear our panelist, Lynn Miller, sing during the show?
Oh, let's see. Yes. Let me think of what it is. It's got to be a blues song. It needs to be somebody, maybe even Real is Gone by B.B. King.
B.B. King.
He's from just right up the road here.
Oh, perfect, perfect. Lynn will love that one, too.
What is better that with a Bloody Mary than the blues?
Yeah, that's perfect. Okay, and I'm sure Lynn will be happy to belt that one out.
Awesome.
We'll call her Lynn Lucille Miller for the day.
That's perfect.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I've been talking with Leslie Rourke Scott of Yvonne Bloody Mary Mix, and it has been a pleasure. So I look forward to tasting all 3, and we'll give it our ranking, and hopefully you can tune in and listen to the final product.
We will be listening. I hope you enjoy it.
Well, that was great talking with Leslie. Boy, what it, What an interesting family. What an interesting product. And I love her insights on Bloody Marys in general. And I love her idea that Lynn go ahead and sing "The Thrill Is Gone" by B.B. King. I don't know.
Oh, really?
Lynn gets blindsided by these. She doesn't know what's coming. So God bless you for rolling with the punches. What do you think? Is that can we do it?
Oh yes, the thrill is gone. Yes, I can relate to this one. I listened to it all day today, off and on.
Oh, it's my God. I think you nailed it. I think you nailed it.
No, thank you.
Nonetheless, yes. I need a drink.
Enough of the garnish. Let's get to the drink.
Yeah. Oh,
so let's start pouring.
I thought I was going to have a Bloody Mary and then sing it.
Yeah, well, sorry to short you. You got to earn your drink here, Lynn. Would you like some ice?
I would like some ice, and I would like a Bloody. And I got a feeling the first one's going to be the best.
You came to the right place.
I see.
So what are we going to start off with, Erica? Which did you decide which flavor you'd like to start with?
The Pitmaster's of Bloody Mary.
Just the original.
Traditional.
Traditional.
I think that's the traditional. I'm not sure.
It doesn't even it says Pitmaster.
I think Leslie said that was sort of their middle of the road. It wasn't too spicy. Wasn't too sweet. Plenty of vodka for me.
Whoa.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Whoops.
I'll have plenty too. That's good. You're going to walk me home.
The gravity in this room is terrible. We should have our technician take a quick look at that.
Closer here.
Okay. So let's pour. Give it a good shake.
Shake it up.
Okay. It's quite thick.
It is.
What's your impression, Sam, as you watch me pour this?
Wow. I'll be honest, like a pretty thin consistency, so I'm a little nervous, but
right.
We'll see. I'll give it a shot.
Stir it up.
Don't bruise it.
Do we bruise it? Do we shake it? Do we build it?
I guess we're stirring it
today.
We're
stirring right now.
Shaking it. Sometimes we make quite a mess.
I think we're forgetting something.
What?
Well, you think we're forgetting something, Sam?
It is Wisconsin, so...
God, you're right. What's missing here?
Gotta have a chaser.
God damn it.
Am I wrong?
There you go. That's a sound I used to...
That's your chaser?
Yes, me too.
Let's not do this like rookies.
Sam, I'm glad you reminded me.
The three of you look like sparrows in a nest right now.
I'm the aroma.
Pinch?
You know, look at the legs. Oh, thank you.
Wow, this is my first impression. Very full, rich flavor. A little bit back of the tongue spice. Kind of a bit smoky. Ooh. Lynn, mm-hmm. What do you think?
Wow, it's spicy. It's good. Ooh, ooh. This is the original.
This isn't the hot and spicy, no. So you better.
I don't know what the BBQ has in store, but this is the.
Yeah. Now, I know a lot of people that would love this because I'm not really big into the spices. I think it'll get better once somebody else smells into it for me. But it is good.
I agree. It's a little spicy, but I can deal with that. Bloodies are supposed to be spicy, right. And I'm a pussy.
Right. Ooh, whoa.
Well.
And I'm a fern.
When it comes to when it comes to spices, yes.
Boy, I like it so far.
Yeah, I do too.
It's rich.
I think
just a little bit of sweetness.
Some cheese and crackers or something, it will be really, really
nice
great.
Nice chunk of mozzarella would be nice.
Mm-hmm. Next
this.
Time.
Are you saying I should go cut some?
You know what would be really nice, Erica?
No. If I were your maid.
Well, while we're drinking that, I found an article that I thought was pretty relevant to us and our listeners as well.
Mary News.
And this is an article about day drinking.
Day drinking. Got another song?
This is from Motherboard Magazine. Now, I think Motherboard Magazine is kind of a techie. I don't know what these guys know about day drinking, but.
It's like Mother Earth. Mother
They're probably a bunch of hipsters.
Motherboard? Like,
yeah, it could be that. They've obviously given a lot of thought to the science.
B-O-R-E-D or board? Board. What kind of board?
Like a. No, well. Right,
B-O-A-R-D. Because we don't want you to get bored.
Lynn, can you guess what a motherboard is? I'm just assuming. I shouldn't stereotype. I'm thinking you're probably
like
the least techie.
Like a switch thing, like with operators.
You're thinking of Lily Tomlin, the operator, like plugging into
motherboard.
Yeah, plugging.
This mothership.
All right.
I don't know.
It doesn't matter.
What is it? How is it spelled? B-O-A-R-D.
Use it in a sentence.
Yes.
Okay. Your word is motherboard.
Timely.
Mother, I'm so fucking bored.
Is it is it like waterboarding?
Oh,
with
my
a
gosh.
Mother?
Oh,
are you just throwing mothers on top of people?
If Brad were here, I believe he would use the word digress right now.
Okay.
But he's not, so screw him.
Okay.
Let's keep digressing. Motherboard. It's a computer thing. It's sort of the brain of a computer.
Oh, geez.
All the, a bunch of stuff.
What does that have to do with drinking?
Yeah. Well, this is from Jordan Pearson, who's a staff writer out of their Canadian office. But that doesn't matter. He says that summer is the season of excess. And that's certainly true nowhere more than in Wisconsin. The allure of day drinking only seems to rise with the temperature. But if you don't know how to handle yourself, you can get in trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah. So here are the tips that they give. And I kind of want to hear your take on these. And I want to hear from our listeners, too. We put all of our information, the links, highlights. We'd like to hear your thoughts on day drinking as well. Go to the website, mybigfatbloodymary.com, and you can enter into the section called comments, your own thoughts on day drinking. We have all the show notes on there, so you don't need to be taking notes about all of this relevant information and links. It'll all be right there for you. Here's another thing you can do. As long as you're on your computer that probably has a motherboard, go to iTunes and give us a review. Give us a review. We like 5 stars. We'll accept 4. 3, we'll kick your ass.
We'd like 5,
but
send you a sticker.
5 would be great. And we literally will prostitute right now, here and now, this podcast by saying if you go and give us a review and just let us know you did it, we're going to send you stickers, and if you want them autographed by Lynn Lucille Miller, we'll do that too.
Unless it was 3 stars or lower, then you don't really get anything.
No. We'll kick your ass.
Yeah, so.
We will kick your
ass. Just so that's clear.
So here's getting back to the guide to day drinking. The first tip that Jordan Pearson gives us is to quantify yourself. And by that, what does he mean? He says, by the time 4 in the afternoon rolls around, you're going to wish you had a better gauge of how much you've had to drink. And so he says, before you head out the door, it might not be a bad idea to strap on a wearable tech and load up some apps. Yeah, of course, the motherboard, they're techie guys. So there's an app called BAC calc that will track your blood alcohol content throughout the day and keep you aware of how wasted you're getting.
I need to download that right now.
Just take me with you and I will give you a good gauge of how wasted you're getting.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Or bring your wife along with you and she can be your own historian. Do you remember how drunk you were? Do you remember what you said to someone?
I'm not.
No, you're present company accepted, of course. Mm-hmm. So, but I think that's generally a good piece of advice to quantify. Keep a count. I get in trouble when I've got like a box of wine that you're drinking from, right?
That's your first problem, a box.
Yeah, well.
You don't drink out of boxes.
I don't. That's why I don't. Or the guy, you know, you're drinking from pitchers or something, and you got the guy that's constantly topping off your beer before he even gets that. Well, what the fuck? I don't know how much I've had now. I
mean, yeah,
so quantify, I don't know.
Keep Seems a little like scoreboard. Just take a little pen, write it on your hand. Let's see, I had a drink here, I had a drink there.
And then it washes off, and you're like, hey, I didn't have any.
Those BAC apps are pretty nifty, too. I've got a couple friends that use that. Yeah. And, I mean, yeah, you can just, it gives you a rough estimate of kind of what you're at.
How does it know? You can't blow them.
You have your height and weight, and you put in that kind of information, how many drinks you've had, what the percentage alcohol it was, or, like, maybe it has it already in the system.
So they have
And then it kind of determines a rough estimate
of where you're at. Is it for men and women? So there's a different app? I mean, there's a different...
I believe so. Yeah.
It
probably depends on where you're downloading it or what type of app. But, yeah. Worth checking out.
See, that's why we bring in the younger demographic.
Yep. Yeah. Right. Do you really think that Sam many people are going
they
to...
They are all over it, yeah.
Do you really think people are going to carry one of those apps with them when they're going to go out drinking and figure out...
People do.
Seriously,
people
they really do.
Yeah. Everybody's just on their phones and they're not really
Lynn's
hanging out with their friends
so
anyway.
Lynn's 19, so she might not be as techie.
I mean, at a certain point, I'm sure it's impossible to keep tracking, but, you know, those first few anyway, you can have a good idea of where you're at.
You can tell your buddies, hey, look.
Just the app to tell me where I am would be good.
Yeah.
Well, and you know in Wisconsin, what's going to happen is it's going to become a contest, right?
Oh, absolutely.
If you can peg the meter.
And then you're going to be pulled over for... texting or something on your phone versus DUI.
Because
you're trying
to
check
drink.
What your BAC is. Shit. Damn it.
It's okay. It's all
no,
documented.
No, it's not a win-win situation at all.
The next tip he gives, eat brunch or just eat in general.
I can do that. I can do that.
Weird.
You can
really
enjoy eating
I don't have a problem eating.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know about the techie app.
So are you talking about going out drink like early morning, or I mean the brunch morning breakfast thing, and then drinking? Because you were referring to like 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Well, they touch on it later. This relates more, I think, to the early part. He says you're going to need complex carbohydrates and fats before you start drowning your liver in mimosas, which. We're not about mimosas here. Let's just strike that.
We like champagne.
Bloody
Marys. Fuck the orange juice.
Oh, there goes our family rating again.
I like orange juice. I like mimosas. I do.
They're good.
Sam? You
can leave the podcast.
Give me a lot of faces
no,
around here.
No,
come
no,
on
no,
no
Brad,
I drink a
Lynn.
Lot of orange juice. It's okay.
Like,
it's okay.
No, back in college, I experimented a little bit with mimosas.
Who didn't? Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
If you can't, then.
He dated girls.
So, so, what he quotes here is a U.S. National Library of Medicine's Guide to Responsible Drinking. I pulled this document up. It's a scholarly article, and I'm not a strong reader.
There's a medicine?
So
it's peer-reviewed?
It's
or?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, well.
So I just stopped reading it immediately.
Sure,
and I went back
to
the fluff article that I'm referring
to
now.
Is there an audio
part
of it?
Yeah.
Well, obviously, if he cites it, it must be credible.
Yeah, so what they say is that the high carbohydrate, high fat foods can make your body absorb alcohol more slowly. So you don't get the big, right up front.
Sits in your lower intestine. Smaller intestine.
Right, but here I hear this one a lot. He says, a big meal before boozing won't soak up the alcohol, all right? But he says it sits in the small intestine where alcohol is absorbed into the bloodstream for long periods of time. So it won't keep you from getting drunk, but once it's in your belly, I guess it's going to do its work, and it'll keep it from, like, all hitting you at once.
I have a comment on that. I have read things that say...
Could you just put it in the comment section on the website, Eric, at my big fat bloody... No, go on.
So, I've read many things that say that... So, alcohol is the first thing absorbed when you drink it. So, whatever's in your stomach or intestines... Mm-hmm. The alcohol is absorbed first, and then the food is put on delay, so which isn't great. So whatever you're eating kind of gets put on hold, and if it's a lot of fat or carbohydrates, it could be turned into sugar or just in fat in general, and could be easily absorbed into your body. And so then you should maybe be eating more protein while you're drinking, because the protein wouldn't be doing those things while you're drinking. So it's kind of contradictory. It's like you need, I'm not doubting that you need the carbohydrates and fat, and that it will help not get as drunk, but also it's not doing your body much good.
Did you eat any carbohydrates before this podcast, Erica?
I'm a breadaholic. Anyway, yes.
Well, that's a lot to think about, and yeah, it's more technical than we normally get, but what the hell? Mm-hmm. You know, Brad's not here to put us back on track.
People can go Google this information and prove me wrong.
No, don't go Googling. Fine. Go to our website.
I don't care.
So the other thing he says, and this is, I think, rock solid advice, drink water and a lot of it. Alcohol is a diuretic, you know, you get dehydrated, and a lot of people say, and I think it's true, that it's one of the big causes of that hangover is the dehydration. Pretty solid advice. Are you guys ready to go on to the next flavor, by the way?
I'm ready.
Myself out of... and I'm making some notes as I go along, because we're gonna give a quantifiable rating after we're done. So we did the pit masters, and we're gonna get some numbers on it later, but we're getting some initial impressions right now. But let's try the next one. And you think we should do the barbecue?
Yep.
How's that sound?
Barbecue.
Who's ready?
I'm ready. I'll save this one.
And as I pour this, it's every bit as thick as that first one.
See, but I still have.
Nothing extra vodka can't fix.
Oh, is that thick? Jeez, I can see where it'd make a good barbecue sauce.
Yeah, I think that's even thicker than the last one.
You can make this.
But you know what? That's what vodka is for.
Right.
Fantastic. So this is the barbecue.
I don't think I got any vodka.
Oh, that's a crime. That's...
Unless you snuck some in there without me seeing.
No, that was a roofie, Lynn.
There we go.
Hi-oh.
Oh my gosh.
This is probably the most I've ever consumed before and during a podcast. So there could, I kind of, well, I'm staying with the cardinal rule. And this rule is one I just made up. Record drunk, edit sober.
Good idea. Okay.
Well, there goes the chaser. Oh, okay. Now, this one's quite different from the first one.
Yep. Really? This isn't as spicy.
It's horseradish chunks.
Very smooth.
It's not as smicy. It's spicy. Spicy is the first one.
It's smicy.
Spicy. I like this better.
Like the barbecue flavor is too overwhelming either.
Yeah.
It's just kind of a hint.
I like
this. I was worried I'd just be tasting straight barbecue sauce mixed with vodka or something like that, you know, but it's pretty good.
I'm kind of chugging this one. I'm a little worried.
It must be garlic.
Mm.
Oh, I love garlic.
No, there's some really, I like this one a lot. There's a lot of nice flavors in there.
Yeah.
The first one had a real tomato taste to it to me. More of a tomato.
Yep. A little bit more acidity, I think.
Right. Yeah. This one is smoother. It's not as...
It's smoother. Yeah.
It's more subtle. Mm-hmm. It's subtle, classy. Well, and adding the vodka really helped.
Never hurts. Well, until you get arrested. But anyway, so getting back to this really lame-ass article... he says, stay cool, be cool. I don't know what these techies know about being cool, but I think his point is alcohol dries you out, and when you're outside, it's summertime, sometimes in extreme heat, you can get heat exhaustion. And that is true. That,
yeah.
I've seen it happen at festivals in particular. So what he's advocating here is really avoid excessive exposure to heat and sun, you know, wearing a floppy hat, get in the shade, you know, if you're outside, you know, find a little shady spot. It's going to help you carry on the party a little bit longer.
Right, and you know, the problem with getting, if this happens to you, you screw up your whole day then, because you're so, mm-hmm. you're yeah. so dehydrated, and you get so sick, and you end up, you know, really being ill.
Right, and someone's then, pregnant.
And there's your fun.
Yeah.
There you go, you have to go lay down in the shade. I passed out one time on a blanket.
Go on.
Well, the funny thing was, Mary had an apple orchard picking apples, and we'd been partying the day before, of course.
Sure.
And I was quite hungover. We were going to make some extra money picking apples over at one of the orchards in La Crescent. And at noon, my girlfriend went to pick up some lunch, and I spread out this Mexican blanket I had in the trunk of my car, and I laid down, and it was nobody around. When I woke up, there was cars parked all around me.
So
I'm not kidding. The whole I was laying like in the middle of this parking lot.
Well, if
and
that
I'm
isn't
sure
the case
said,
for
there's
stay
Lynn.
Cool.
That was it.
Day drinking at its
day
finest.
Drinking. And trying to make extra money so I could keep drinking.
Yep. I don't want to know how.
So you're an advocate of staying cool.
Right.
It's a marathon, not a sprint.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cool.
These are valuable facts, I think, that we're sharing.
By the way, I still have the blanket. The poncho, I turned it into a poncho. I'm
oh, right.
Yeah.
I love that.
Well, he goes on with several other points, but frankly, I've become quite bored with this article, so I'm just going to move on.
He gives you some tips. We all kind of know. It's nice to make people aware,
yeah. mm-hmm.
you know, because you kind of forget about to drink a lot of water. And,
yeah.
And you don't want to
yeah,
know
it
that.
Seems common sense, but
right.
it's good
but
stuff
yeah.
to kind of be reminded of. And
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
My best
friend.
You're having so much fun drinking, and they go, oh, I should have a glass of water. Ugh.
Right.
Yeah. Then
no.
the next day you regret it, if you know.
My advice for day drinking is just to get on a boat
mm-hmm.
and do it.
Sam, do you want another shot of that cigar-infused vodka, by the way?
Yes. You know what? I'll pass. That was horrible when I tried
maybe
it
you should. Maybe you should pour that on your plants and see how
just
they do.
Yeah.
Plug your nose. Plug your nose.
No, that shit is awful.
Oh, that was funny. It was fun watching
it,
though.
No,
like
I mean,
just the
smell of it is
I didn't want to
disgusting.
Open it up to smell it. Maybe
yeah.
you could use it as a mosquito repellent.
I would do
a quarter of a shot, plugging my nose and having an immediate chaser.
Okay, here we go. Next segment, Erica will be doing a quarter shot of the cigar.
Chug.
This is a good one.
The barbecue is
nice.
It's very agreeable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't, to be honest, going into it, I kind of thought that'd be the one I wouldn't care for as much.
Yeah.
But it kind of went in me.
Well, I can drink it without, you know, I'm not going to say.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm enjoying it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't have a whole, I mean, it doesn't have that tomato soup taste like some of the mixes we've tried.
Oh, my God. We've reviewed some real crap, haven't we?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Not today, though.
No.
Today's a pretty good day.
So we're next one is.
Yeah, let's move on to the third one. Are you guys ready, or do you need me to
hot
put
spicy.
A nipple on yours, Sam? Or
no,
you.
Oh.
The gloves are off. We're a good half hour in here, and let's face it, I can't feel my face right now. This one is going to be.
Eyes, but
wow.
that's going to be real.
Okay,
weird.
So the first one, the pit. No, what was it called? Pitmasters, the original. I felt had a nice balance of spice, like for me. But I also know that someone that's not, you know, real into spice would probably find that to be a spicy mix. So
mm-hmm.
this one, being advertised hot and spicy, I know I'm going to get a good sweat going. And I don't mind that at all. That's fine with me. So let's pour this third and final flavor. A little bit thinner. Sam might appreciate that.
I do. Mm-hmm. Although, I mean, I was hesitant with the first two being so thick, but I ended up enjoying them a lot more. Despite that, I mean, they had a lot of good flavor going on. So
I feel like it's not as spicy as the Pitmaster.
Really, it's just pretty strange. I mean, it's good, and it's not. I was expecting
like,
it really
am I
be
the only one.
I thought the Pitmaster was spicier.
Right?
No, I agree.
That's interesting. I wonder if the labels got switched. Honestly, it tastes a little bit less spicy than
I
the first
that
one.
The ingredients,
but
are
it's
all in, kind
it's,
of
it's
the
infusion is light. I mean, it's still spicy, but it's not knocking me.
These,
it's not like
the ingredients
disturbing.
Are all kind of the same.
I mean, it's definitely got some spice, but I would agree that the original was
really because I normally
spicier. Yeah,
yeah.
We'll have to ask what's her name.
Leslie.
Yes.
Leslie Rourke.
Yeah, we can follow up, but I like this one.
Yeah,
I do too.
I like this one. It's really good.
I was kind of surprised. I was ready to like the second one better.
Yeah.
I already made a judgment. I was going to like the second one no matter what.
I don't want you on the jury because I think you have some preconceived ideas. No, I do want you. Yeah, so this one's
thank
got...
you. How
there's
much
a
do you
smokiness.
Want me?
Well... This one has a little smokiness, light bit of spice, kind of back of the tongue. It's a little thinner in consistency.
And I can feel the burn on my tongue, but it's not burning. It's not like, oh my God, I got to have a glass of water or something. I mean.
Yeah. Okay, but I'm noticing something right now. Now that I finally put it down. There's a bit of a creeping effect to the spice. Are you guys getting that?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm getting a sweat on the upper part of my nose.
Okay, what the hell's going on here? This is like that hash brownie I bought.
That's what mom and I get a sweat going on the bridge of our nose.
Okay, yes. I am literally, I don't know if we can get the camera in here close.
Are you red?
Yep.
Oh, wait, it's a podcast.
Sweat.
I am sweat. Okay, well, this is really interesting. I'm getting a little sweat going on.
Yep, it's right here.
I'm feeling a little...
The clump?
I don't know.
Horny? What? Tell us.
I'm feeling quite good. In fact, I think I need to sing again.
Oh.
Are we getting another song? A bonus
song. A bonus singing segment.
Feel like, and you might have to strip. You're getting so red.
You know,
just take the hat.
I'm all about recording drunk and ending sober, but we need
Brad right now.
Where's Brad when we need him? Bring it back onto the track. Let's put some numbers on this, and let's not half-ass it. Let's use the internationally recognized scale of Bloody Mary ratings, and that, of course, is the 1 to 77. So we got a little work to do. We've got three different mixes, and we got four individuals. So what we're going to do is we're going to hit each mix recipe one at a time and just go around the room, okay? So, Erica, the first one was the Pitmaster, and I'd like to know, on a scale from 1 to 77, how did you rate that?
I thought it was a little bit hot for me. I thought it was a little... somehow over-engineered or something, but so I rated it a 63.
Okay. A solid mark, but not the highest you could give, certainly. Sam, what did you think?
I liked this one a lot. It was actually my favorite of the three.
The first one?
The first one, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I think the spicy and the sweet together had a good contrast, had a lot of flavor going on, and I gave it a 70.
Oh, nice.
Solid. Okay.
Well, Lynn? I gave it a 65. I thought it had too much tomato taste to it. It was good. I was really quite surprised that it wasn't too spicy for me.
Yeah.
And so it was 65.
That's a pretty good mark, too. Certainly.
I mean, I really liked this product.
Yeah. Yeah, boy, me too. I gave it, of the three, I don't want to reveal too much, but probably it was my least favorite of the three, but I still gave it a 71. I don't know what you guys were writing down, but I really liked the intense mix of spices and flavors. I thought it was pretty good. Well, so that's what I give it. So number two, the barbecue. Erica?
It was not very spicy. I like that because I'm a pussy. I thought it was better than the Pitmasters. Mm-hmm. So I gave it a 66.
Okay. Sam?
I gave this one a 63.
Whoa.
Part of it was it was the thickest of the three, and that
mm-hmm.
I'm just not a big fan of that for whatever reason.
Also,
it was the sweetest. Agreed. Yes, that's a good solution. Also, it was pretty sweet, and I couldn't see myself, I guess, drinking more than one or two of them, which is fine, but mm-hmm. it just mm-hmm. kind of limits what it can do, I guess.
I agree with the sweet.
Yeah.
There was a little too much sweet.
Yeah, yeah. And it was probably the smoothest of the three, but to me that was kind of almost a negative when comparing them, just because it was just, there was a little less going on, I guess.
Yeah.
Where with the other three, or with the other two, I liked the flavors they did have going on, so.
Okay. Yeah. Well, Lynn, what did you think?
See, I thought this was better than the Pitmaster.
Mm-hmm.
I even wrote better.
So
I remember.
So you're just going to go, you're going to treat this more like a short answer than a, you know,
right,
a numeric answer, just better.
And I gave it a 70.
70?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
Because I did really like it.
Yeah.
Until I had the third one. So we'll get to that.
Okay.
Next.
I see your trend, and it looks similar to mine. Thanks. I gave it a 72. Now, Sam, all that stuff you said, I think if I was a listener right now, I would be kind of going, oh, yeah. I'm like Sam. I bet that's what I would think. Because those are concerns that I have. I'm not big on the sweet. And I normally don't care for the thick consistency. But, man, this thing really won me over. I thought it was a nice balance. And I slammed that thing. It was gone very quickly.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, I gave it a 72. I thought it was really good. Well, okay. How about number three? Now, this was the hot and spicy. Pretty interesting. Started out, didn't seem quite so spicy, but then it crept up on us. Erica, what did you think about that?
I thought that, yeah, for a hot and spicy, it wasn't too bad. It got me the little nose sweat going on, but mm-hmm. I still gave it a 64.
Okay.
I went with a 68 on this one. I did like the thinner consistency. And yeah, I did think it was interesting. It had that light spice to start out with, which was a little confusing, and then it kind of hits you later on, which was interesting. I guess the only reason I rated it a little lower than I did the Pitmaster is the Pitmaster I felt had a little more going on with the sweet and spicy, so I just kind of preferred that contrast, mm-hmm. but still very good. I like that one a lot too.
Yep.
I gave it a 73.
All right.
I really liked it, and it just kind of stayed with you. You kind of crept up on you. You know, I liked it from the get go, but then mm-hmm. as I experienced the taste and it hit my tongue, and I thought, wow.
Yeah.
Lynn was really on drugs when she took this.
No, I'm not.
I know.
Well, I am, but I liked it.
I am on drugs, but medically.
She's got
I
a prescription.
Drink, no.
Don't worry about it. Yeah. Well, okay. Now I'm getting a little spooked here because Lynn and I are really lining up here. I also gave it a 73 for a lot of those same reasons. Like, I liked that it was a little thinner in consistency. I felt that it was complex. Like you tasted some of the milder seasonings, and like you said, it just slowly kind of developed the back of the tongue, and then it worked its way through. Really interesting. So I gave it real high marks with a 73.
That's the highest I've ever given mix, I think. Oh,
there we go.
Yeah, I don't. Well. Yeah, it's 77.
Which
just
is like
to remind
a certain type of like sound or something for that. Like when someone gives their highest rating.
Bell.
And that's a new record.
Kazoo.
Wow. Well, what a great mix. I don't have anything bad to say about this one, and it was a lot of fun reviewing it. So thanks, and thanks to Leslie and for the interview. Yeah. So if you liked what we did today, or even if you didn't, go ahead and give us an iTunes review. It really would help us a lot, and we appreciate it. And yes, we'll send you stickers if you let us know that you did that. No doubt about it. Visit our website. I'm going to put all the show notes. You'll have links to these products that you can find, and all of the articles that we referred to, there will be links. And that's myBigFatBloodyMary.com. Next week, we're going to have a little music on the podcast. Go ahead and find us on Facebook, My Big Fat Bloody Mary Podcast. Give us ideas. If you've got questions you want us to field, we'll answer them. If there's a song,
suggest three songs so I can pick one from the three.
Okay, well, you know, do Lynn a solid and give her a choice of a few songs. We're on the web at mybigfatbloodymary.com. Hit us up on Twitter at mybigfatbloodymary. Follow us on Instagram, Big Fat Bloody Mary, and on Snapchat, Big Papa. Well, thanks again for listening, and we will see you next week. This is My Big Fat Bloody Mary.